We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, shall I say, unmasked fellow deplorables. I hope you had a happy and safe 4th of July holiday. Hope the cancel culture doesn't ensure it was our last 4th of July holiday. And welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland, here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. There is no time that individual liberty has been more threatened than right now. Trust me, folks, our studio lines are open as always. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 316-869-1330. Want to make sure right here at the beginning to invite you to join us next Saturday, July 11th, at 9:30 a.m. for Republican Women United's July Candidate Forum. We will hear from candidates from both Sedgwick County Commission races, the Sedgwick County Treasurer's race, as well as the Kansas State School Board District 8 race. I will be the moderator. The meeting is being held at the Urban Prep Academy. If you can't attend in person, you can listen live here on KNSS. We've shared a link to the event on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. You can find all the details there. But go to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and get all your information there. Tonight, however, we have a fully loaded lineup of guests for you once again. We'll find out why the Kansas Republican Party canceled the last U.S. Senate debate. And we'll get an update from another one of those candidates, former Secretary of State Chris Kobach, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Lindsay Burke from the Heritage Foundation is going to explain why she says we shouldn't be defunding the police, we should defund the teachers' unions instead. I wholeheartedly agree with her. We'll see why. I will continue our 2020 candidate profiles with Kansas House Representatives Nick Hoheisel from the 97th District and Michael Capps from the 85th District. They'll both be on with us tonight. We'll get an update on the Wuhan, China coronavirus and discuss the effectiveness of face masks with Dr. Roger Klein. He is an advisor to the CDC. He is an expert on microbiology. He is the kind of person that we should be talking to about this stuff. We'll have him on the show later this evening. And author and historian Mike Gonzalez is going to tell us if American exceptionalism is dead. And is it even still relevant in today's divided America? So that's our lineup this evening. And, you know, it comes at an appropriate time, considering yesterday was the 4th of July. It was the United States of America's 244th birthday. And if someone would have told you on July 4th, 2019, that by the 4th of July, 2020, you would have very little to celebrate, you would have scoffed at them. You would have said, no, the country's going great. We have the best economy in the world. And yet here we are, a year later, and the country is in shambles. They would have begun this prediction, and they would have told you why. They would have told you that by April of 2020, everyone in America would have lost all of their basic human rights, as described to us and enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. You know, the old, we hold these truths to be self-evident part, that authoritarians like Laura Kelly and Nancy Pelosi and Lacey Cruz and Brandon Whipple and AOC are constantly attacking. We've lost those. They tell you that by April, the entire country would be shut down. You might not believe them, but again, this is July of 2019, and they tell you that by April of 2020, all businesses, all places of employment, all forms of entertainment, virtually all restaurants, all medical facilities except abortion clinics, of course, all schools, and yes, all churches would be closed down. Grocery stores would be open, but, you know, wouldn't matter because grocery stores would run out of everything because we'd be hoarding toilet paper. And again, April of 2019, they'd be telling you, coming up, by the time we have July 4th of 2020, to make matters worse, everyone would be locked down and quarantined in their own homes, even though most of them were not even sick. And believe it or not, the entire country would willingly go along with this without much of a protest. Putting a literal end to the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's right, the Declaration of Independence was thrown out. The governmental process was denied. The redress of grievances ignored. The United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights tossed into the heap, into the dung heap, gone. And to make matters even worse, the government would then add and enforce more draconian orders, such as demanding everyone social distance and wear face masks, which does nothing to protect you and very little to protect others. And when you asked, how could this happen? What reason could they possibly give for all of this? They would tell you, well, a supposedly deadly virus that originated in a lab in China, but isn't allowed to be called the China virus, by the way, with a survival rate of 99.983% might kill us all. So we had to do this. And believe it or not, that was just the beginning. Rights and riots and protests would begin, but not for what the government had done, but for a single incident of bad cops causing the death of a not-so-innocent victim. And though it was a horrible incident, it touched off 1,000 more worse incidents. A firestorm of protests, more accurately riots, across the country, which seemed to be pre-planned because, after all, they had bricks delivered to them in pallets, before the protests even arrived. And even though the draconian orders of wearing face masks and social distancing were in place, the government and the media gave the rioters a pass as they watched them destroy police stations and private businesses, all while demanding that churches remain closed and abortion clinics remained open. Now, if Nostradamus of April of 2019 gave you this forecast of July 4th of 2020, you'd then say, no, this isn't possible. They'd say, no, believe it or not, things would get worse. When you asked what could be worse than this, they would tell you people would begin defacing and tearing down statues they didn't even like, or half of them wouldn't even know what they were. Even our founding fathers would be torn asunder, demanding our American history be rewritten, monuments, statues, national anthems, and state flags be torn down, destroyed, and erased, and demand reparations for wars settled 150 years ago. They would demand that all police departments be dismantled and replaced with social workers, without the means to protect themselves, of course. And that by the 4th of July, 2020, there would be almost no freedom left to celebrate on the 4th of July. And to make matters worse, the so-called silent majority simply sat back and will watch it all happen. If you were a Kansan, they'd tell you your governor would close churches, restaurants, and businesses to close while keeping abortion clinics open, of course. Wichitans would have a mayor who instituted a fascist-style snitch line and encouraged family members and neighbors to report anyone who violated stay-at-home orders, all while plotting and scheming to increase his own power. And now we come to last Friday, when Mayor Farquaad didn't like the fact the county commission defended liberty and respected the citizens of Sedgwick County enough to be responsible for our own actions without government coercion. So here came mighty Mayor Brandon Whipple to tell us all what to do.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That's right, folks. The mighty mayor bullied two of his quote-unquote Republican colleagues, Becky Tuttle and Cindy Claycomb, into passing a new Wichita City ordinance requiring face masks that will be enforced about as well as the city enforces its darn fireworks laws. The problem is not and has never been about masks and their potential effectiveness. The problem is that mask mandates and other edicts deprive us of our personal responsibility and self-agency and places power squarely in the hands of a government that is more than happy to seize that power, quote, for our own good. History has shown us, time and time again, that once power is given to government and is ceded to government, it is rarely, if ever, restored to the individuals from which it has been taken, at least not without bloodshed. Now, some on the left say that government force, in the force of a mandate, had to be employed because it was the best way to ensure compliance. My response is, there is a better way. Education. Let humans learn. If you look at the history of human development, more than anything else, it has been education that deserves, that educates, that moves people to action. Nobody had to mandate us to use cell phones or Uber or shop online. We figured it was the smarter, better way to live, and we chose to do it. We didn't need Mighty Mayor to tell us how to live our lives before the pandemic. We sure as hell don't need him to do it now. If what you have seen transpire in our country in the past 4 months is any indication of our future, then we will continue to sit idly by, complying with illegal and unforceable laws and executive orders, then by July 4th, 2021, there may be no America left to celebrate. I, for one, will not comply with the new City of Wichita face mask ordinance or any more of Laura Kelly's illegal orders. And I look forward to Mighty Mayor Whipple's attempts to enforce my compliance. The lawsuit will be great for ratings. Coming up after the break, author and historian Mike Gonzalez will tell us if American exceptionalism is still something alive or if the cancel culture has destroyed that too. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.